midi itzrich leil hilul litikune nisina bar korcho heaven nisina. Since hilul had to make a new takana over here, that bar korcho blakech, even though blakech is not around, even without his das, still we say if somebody puts the money down, it's called a nisina. So Chobalma mashmu all over other places though that nesina bar kocho lo have a nesina. If somebody pays you up by force, that's not called a nesina. Because if it would be considered a nesina all over, so why did Hillel have to make a new takana here? Pshita. And am I, since Hillel made a new takana now Mishnah, mashmu only over here, do we say bar kocho is called a nesina? But other places, if you give it by force, it's not called a nesina. Smor says no, maskal over papa. Vitema some say Ravashi. Viduma, maybe it's different. Viduma ki itzrich le lehilul litkune shlebefonov. Maybe the Mishnah Hillel had to make a takana because it was shlebefonov. It wasn't done in front of him. The person wasn't there. Abu befonov, but once you give the money back to the person himself, maybe ben midaita ben bakorcha heavy matana. Whether you give it to him or heavy nesina, even though it's given to him by force, but as long as the money got back to him, maybe that would be called a nesina. From now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Maybe by the get, as long as the wife gives the money to the husband, even though by force, it's called she gave the money, and the get would be chal. Because now Mishnah, the pshat is that Lakeach used to hide, he wasn't around. So the Moichah can't even give a payment by force. That's why he had to make a takana. So you have no proof, what would be? We must equal the army something like this. The Rama Rabba says, from Hillel's takana, the Mishnah, is a raise gitcha. If somebody gives a wife to his get and says, I'll give it to you on a condition that you give me back $200, for nos naloy, and she gives him the money, bein midaita, whether he takes it midas, he accepts it willingly, bein bakroch, whether by force, is having a sin, it's called a good nesina. It would be called a good nesina. If so, how come Hillel had to make a special takana then? It should be good without his takana. The answer is, when does Hillel have to make this takana? Only because now Mishnah, the person was not there to receive the money. But any time the person is there, like if the wife wants to give the money to a husband, it could be, even though it's given by force, even though he doesn't want to accept it, but as long as it's given, maybe it's called a nesina. Sada Rabba, from our Mishnah, it could be that all over is called a good nesina. But the Chiddush here is, even though it's Shlei Befon, if he's not around. So this Gemara says no, but again, you have no proof though. Mask of Lara Papa, Vitaim and some say Rav Sina Barashi. But Dilma, maybe no. Maybe the Loch all over is Bein Befon of Bein Shlei Befon of Midaiti and Bakar Chaloi. Maybe all over that's the loch of Zdon, Shaloi Midaitoi, Atei, it's not called a Nesina. The Hillel, my the Itzrach lay, Tikkin, and Hillel was Nesakin what he had to. Meaning to say, like Rashi says, the Yehevi Naim Lakech Hosn, even if Lakech would have been there, Blahevi Brother Kulinu, even if, and he wouldn't have accepted, still Hillel would have had to make a Tekrona. Ba'korche, that's called a Nesina. Ein Echanami. So, Lemaisa, just Hillel made the takana in this case because it was Shriach that they used to skip town the last day. But really, who I didn't, even if the person would be in town, there would also have to be a special takana. So, the Tzatis say he would not want to accept it. The matana, the money, that it would have been a special takana, the here is called the good Nesina. But Enachnami, all other places, and Nesina by Korcha, by force, is not called a Nesina. Nesina means you have to give it to him willingly, not by force. And now Mishnah is a special takana that has been made, that Hillel made, in order that people should not lose out the karka. Now the Mishnah says, Kol shu lefnim min achayim. So that's the special halacha, that if you sell a house to somebody else in a city that has a wall around it, so you have a right to buy it back that first year, and if you don't buy it back during the first year, then you lose out, that's it. So what's called the ear that has a city around it? So it says, Kol shu lefnim min achayim, any house that's inside the chayma. Harehu kebot yerechayma. That has a loch like bot yerechayma. Chutz min asadis, excluding fields. If you sell a field in that city, it doesn't have the special loch of bot yerechayma that you can buy it back the first year and then that's it. It's only a loch in a bias, in a house, not in the, because the Pasuk says, the Rashi says, v'kom ha bias, Ashabir, not the fields. Rabbi Meir Rameyah says, yes, afa sodas. Even the sodas are also included. We'll see the Gemara what the machlekes is. Now, bayit habonoi b'choyma. What's going to be a house that's built in the wall itself? So Rabbi Yehuda Raima, ena kabot yorachayim. It's not called like inside the wall. It's the house is in the wall itself, so that's not called an ear. That's not called part of the city, because the city means what's inside the wall, not the wall itself. So therefore, if you have a house inside the wall of the city, you would not have the lach of bot yorachayim. That would not have these kumis of bot yorachayim. But Rabbi Shimon says, yes, that I'll tell you, it's considered like this. The outside wall of the house, that's considered like the chayma. And therefore the house is called like inside the city. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, even this house in the wall would also have a loch like a bati or a chayma, that you can redeem it only back the first year and after it you lose it. How do we talk about a lot like this? Vosik says, bayis, the house. If so, ain't li yellow bayis, only you can sell a house. Minan, how do we know to include the rabbis bote badim, that means olive presses, or else, or bote machsoyes, bath houses, or else the medolois towers, or else the shoychim, that's the bird houses, or else the oboris vesichin, omoris, or else pits and trenches and caves. How do you know to include all these things? Tamulayim, the Pasuk says, asher be'irim. Mashm, anything that's inside the city, as long as it's inside the city. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shenimah, Brafa, saw this. Maybe fields are also included. Talmud, Lemna, the Pasuk says, Bayis, Divri, Reb Yehuda. These are words of Reb Yehuda. So all these other things are not just an open field. There's something to do with buildings. It's a press. It's a bathhouse. It's a tower. It's a birdhouse. It's something. That's the Chlal, a Bayis. But a plain open field, that does not have these special lochas of Bati Arachayma. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says this, Rabbi Meir Roimer, bias. The Pasuk says bias. Is only yellow bias, only a house. Minayin, how do we know to say the rabbis include Bote Badim, that an olive press, or Bote Machsoyas, or the bathhouse, again, the McDonald's, the towers, the shochan, the birdhouses, or Boiris, Sich, the Morris? How do we know these? He even includes a field also. We'll soon see what he means. But even a field, if you sell just a field in this ear that has a chayim around it, has the same halachah. You can only redeem it back the first year, and after it you lose it. How does he know it? Tam lev, the pasuk says, Asher be'ir. The pasuk says, Asher be'im ashm anything in the city. For the gemara, I vo'aksiv bayis, but the pasuk still says bayis, the house. Mashma, that's come an open city. So where it says, Amarav chizdom, Amarav ketino, chusis, the machlekes here would be chus. Rashi says that means like a hard ground that has stones on it, that you chop out the stones from this to be used to build houses. That's what it would be. Or else the metzula, Rashi says, has a lot of sand there, that you use this sand also to make cement with it. That's the nafkamina. Then there is a Tanakama holds that this is still called the field. And therefore, you can't. It does not look about the rechaimah. And if you don't know this type of a field, since it's not something you plant on, but adrab, you take out cement or you take out stones from it, that's mechlal abayis. The Rosh Batani will have a proof for this. Chusis or metzula, a rocky, stony field. Rosh Batani has a lot of sand. Yes, since it's not something you plow on, it's something you use to make things to build with, it's called like abayis. It has look about the rechaimah. We have Yudu Aymanok, his sada has lacha like a regular sada. Since the mice, there's no building on it, it's just an open field. It's called kisada. It does not have lacha but the orichayma. Then the Mishnah says, bayis habonu b'chayma, a house that was built in the wall itself. Bayis habonu b'chayma. So Rabbi Yudu says, ain't a kabot the orichayma. That's a machlekes. A house in the wall, it's not considered like inside the city. So it doesn't have the lachas. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon dash in the same pasuk. It says in Yeshua, for Taridim Bechevel Biadachaloyim, she took them down, she let them down with a string from the window. Ki Beisa Bekirachaloyim, because the house was in the wall of the city. Uvachaloyim Yeshevis, next to pasuk, it says a double lashon, it says here, Bekirachaloyim, like the house. says clearly that the house was on the side of the wall. It says she lived in the wall like a double lashon. So Rabbi Shimon Savar Kepashta the Kroh. Shimon's Kepashta the Kroh. The mashma that she lived mamish sitted inside the city. The outside wall was called the wall, and where she lived is called inside the city. Rabbi Yehuda Savar no. B'choy mihi yoshevis. No, the pasuk even says it twice, but it means she was only living in the wall. But v'lo bi'ir chayma. It's not called in the city of the chayma. The city of the chayma means inside the wall. I mean, from the wall inwards. But in the wall itself, it's not called inside the city. So that's the machlokes hayadash in his psukim. Now the Mishnah says, ir shegagoseh chaymosa. Let's say the city does not have a wall around it, but just the houses are like in a round circle. And the houses, the walls of the house itself is like the wall. Or else, let's say, let's even though you have a city that has a wall around it now, but this wall was not here at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, is that's no good. It's not enough just to have houses around the city. It has to be that there's a wall around the city, and the wall has to be there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. These are some of the cities that have a lach of Bati Yerachayma. Sholosh Chad. No, the Elohein, how many people have to be living? Well, what makes up a city? Elohein Bati Yerachayma, Sholosh Chatzeris, if there are at least three courtyards there, Shoshnei Batim, each courtyard, each chatzer has two houses there. So kids, you have to have at least six houses, and then Mukafas Chemim, Mimais Yeshua Benun. And you have a city, a wall going around the city that was there from Yeshua Benun, that's called the Bati Yerachayma. So you have to have at least six houses there. Kagoin, what are some cases? Kitzara Hayeshona Shel Tzipora. This city, Kitzara, the old one, like, that's also considered one of them. The old castle of Tzipora. And then another one is Vechakra Shel Gush. Another one, Chakra Gush, that city. And Cholov, this city, Vyoitfes Hayeshona, and the old Yoitfes, another city. The Gamlo, the Godur, the Chadid, the Oino, another city, the Yushlayim, and Yushlayim, the Chenkok Yitzvim. These are some of the names of the cities, and any other city like this that has this thing, that there's a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbah Rana like this, Choyma the Pasuk says, that to have a wall, V'loy Sho'igur, and not just that it has houses around it. It's not enough just to have houses. It has to be a wall. It's not enough just to have by a form by the joining roofs going around. So the pasuk's mashman has to go around a wall that goes around it. Prat l'tferia, not like tferia sheyam chamaseh. On tferia, on one side, the wall of it is the lake, not the wall. So tferia is not called ear. She has a chaim around it because on one side. It's the yam, it's the lake that its boundary. We have Lezer, Reb Yosi Yomer. Pasuk says Asher Loi Chayma. Even though it says in the pasuk on the Lamed Aleph, when we read it Asher Loi, we read it like as if there's a vav there. Has a chayma with Ashin. Apo Pi Shein Lo Yachshav Voy LaKaidim LaChein. Even though it doesn't have the wall right now, but as long as it had the wall, the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, that's enough. Rashi says Loi Chayma means Loi Ksiv. Mashmeloi, it's Mashmeloi does not have it, or Mashmeloi that does have it, claim up. Even though it doesn't have it now, but since it once had it, that's also considered a Chair that has a claim up. Then it says, V'elohain Bati Yochayim, these are the cities. So Mara says, Tony, we learned, Gamla Beglil, Gamla is in Galil, that's where this city Gamla is, that's this one that has it around it. Yeah. Kamla Beglil. Ugedud, Bi'er Yard, and the other side of the Yarden. V'chadid, V'oin of Yushlayim, V'Yehuda. These were in Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, my comma. Like, what are you saying? What's the Chiddush over here? My comma. What are you teaching us over here? Rashi says, V'chi'ein ir mokefas chayma b'Galil, ela gamlo. Was that the only city in Galil that has a city around it? What are you telling me? Had a wall around it, and some there were other cities also. So my comma, what do you mean to tell me by these names?